USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Snow is still falling in parts of western New York. Several feet of snow has fallen from the lake effect storm. Travel bans have been in effect, but New York Governor Kathy Hochul tells WGRZ-TV that there were issues overnight.
70 tractor trailers were stranded, as well as 10 passenger vehicles on Route 20 and Eden Evans Road. And I point this out only because it took an enormous number of resources off our roads from doing the work of plowing to be able to attend to these individuals.
Officials are advising residents to stay off the roads so crews can work to clear out the main roads. More snow is expected. Britain's newly minted prime minister has made a surprise visit to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Video posted on Twitter by Zelensky shows Prime Minister Rishi Sunak shaking hands with him at the presidential palace in Kyiv amid snowflakes. Sunak pledged the UK's continued support for the embattled country. He's promising an air defense package valued at $60 million. It comes as Russia has been attacking Ukraine's key infrastructure from the air, causing widespread blackouts. A group of 30 agencies that supply water to homes and businesses in the western U.S. is pledging to rip up lots of decorative grass to help keep water in the Colorado River. The agreement made earlier this week includes water agencies in Southern California, Phoenix, and Salt Lake City. No details about the amount of water the agencies committed to save is in the agreement. The agencies are hoping to avoid water restrictions because the Colorado River is overtapped. Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes was sentenced to more than 11 years in federal prison after her conviction from earlier this year for misleading investors on her company's blood testing equipment. Before she was sentenced, Holmes tearfully told the court that she is devastated by her failings. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former President Trump reacting to the announcement of a special counsel being appointed to oversee the Justice Department investigation into the presence of classified documents at his Florida estate. Trump spoke last night from that estate, Mar-a-Lago.
I thought the investigation with the document hoax was dying or dead or over, and the investigation into January 6th in my very peaceful and patriotic speech. Remember? Peaceful and patriotically.
Veteran prosecutor Jack Smith was named to the appointment. He led the department's public integrity section and was the acting chief federal prosecutor in Nashville during the Obama administration. He has been the chief prosecutor for the special court in The Hague since 2018. Smith's appointment comes days after Trump announced his campaign for a second term. Albany, New York's retired bishop, who has admitted to covering up for predator priests, has asked Pope Francis to remove him from the priesthood. Emeritus Bishop Howard Hubbard announced his decision on Friday. The 84-year-old said that he could no longer function as a priest due to U.S. church policy that bars accused priests from ministry. Hubbard has been accused himself of committing sexual abuse. FIFA President Gianni Infantino has characterized the last-minute decision by Qatar's government to ban beer sales at World Cup stadiums as a brief inconvenience to spectators. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.